This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda are set to take vote of confidence today. Rescue operation ongoing for two passenger buses still missing in Trishuli River due to landslide in Chitwan. And Israeli Army failed in mission to protect kibbutz from Hamas attack. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda said that the opposition party is working to change the government as the country faces significant financial losses due to floods. Seeking vote of confidence in the House of Representatives today, Prime Minister Dahal acknowledged the opposition's call for his resignation but emphasized his efforts to mitigate the disaster first. In his address, Prime Minister Dahal expressed sorrow over the news that nearly 60 passengers went missing after a landslide swept away two buses on the Narayanganj-Mugling road this morning. He stated that he has directed all government agencies to search for and rescue the missing passengers effectively. The Prime Minister urged federal, provincial and local governments to collaborate on disaster management and risk reduction, especially as the monsoon season continues across the country. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal stressed the need for systematic preparedness, rescue and relief efforts. Earlier, parliamentarians urged the government to take the flood seriously and relocate residents from dangerous areas to safer places. They demanded proper relief, rescue and compensation for flood and landslide victims. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has issued a whip to its parliamentarians to give a vote of confidence to Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chief Whip Santosh Pariyar said the party's parliamentary party meeting today instructed its party parliamentarians to vote in favour of Prime Minister Dahal. Chief Whip Pariyar said the fourth largest party in the parliament has also instructed its parliamentarians to be compulsorily present in the meeting and asked not to remain neutral in the voting. The CPN Unified Socialists would not join the new government. Leader Meet Mani Chaudhary said that the party would support the government based on its merits and demerits. The CPN Unified Socialists has directed its lawmakers to vote in favour of the government led by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Prime Minister Dahal's government is in minority following withdrawal of support by some parties including CPN UML, Janata Samajwadi Party and Nepali Congress. The CPN Unified Socialists have 10 lawmakers in the House of Representatives. Two buses carrying passengers went missing in Trishuli River early this morning in the landslides at Simaltar area along the Narayanganj-Mugling road section in Chitwan district. Officials confirmed that the buses were carrying 65 passengers. Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Indra Dev Yadav, confirmed that two vehicles fell off the river at 3:30 this morning. The two passenger buses are still not found. According to Chief District Officer Indra Dev Yadav, a bus of Ganapati Deluxe heading to Gaur of Rautahat from Kathmandu was carrying 41 persons and the next bus on its way to Kathmandu from Birganj had 24 persons on board. Likewise, the Chief District Officer Yadav said the rescue teams have faced some difficulties due to continuous rain and the swollen Trishuli River. Currently, the rescue team, including the divers of the Nepali Army and Armed Police Force Nepal, have been mobilized in the boats to search for the missing buses. Further details of the accidents are awaited. Many people have lost their lives due to landslides in different parts of the country from last night. 9 persons, including 7 from a single family, died in different incidents of landslides that occurred in Kaski district last night. 2 others are still missing in the landslide. Spokesperson of Kaski Police and Deputy Superintendent of Police Basanta Kumar Sharma said 7 members of Kul Bahadur Pariyar's family died on the spot at Talakot of Puran Chaur in Pokhara Municipality City 19. It is said that the landslide occurred at 10:30 last night when all of them were at a family gathering. Likewise, Anita Ojha and Pratik Subedi died after a landslide occurred at Chainpur in Pokhara Metropolitan City 19. Police said that Anushka Ojha was missing in the landslide. Likewise, Maiti Kumari Gurung is also missing in a landslide that occurred in Madi Rural Municipality 11 in Kaski District last night. Likewise, a couple died this morning after their house collapsed in a landslide at Takam village of Dhaulagiri Rural Municipality 7 in Nagdi District. Assistant Police Inspector of Takam Police Post Ramesh Prasad Adhikari said that Tul Prasad Neopane and his spouse Bal Kumari Neopane were buried under the debris caused by the continuous rain. Traffic on the Prithvi Highway that was disrupted due to a landslide occurred at Khasikua Bias Municipality 12 has been resumed after 7 hours. Likewise, traffic along Prithvi Highway remains closed from 10 p.m. to 3 till July 24. According to the Department of Roads, the vehicular movement except ambulance and those used by security bodies remains closed. This is for the repair and maintenance of bridges in Ganesh Rivulet, Dangdung Rivulet, Khesti Rivulet and Pokhari Rivulet in Nobise Malekhu road section along Prithvi Highway. A decision was taken to close the road section in view of possible risks to road users and disruption of vehicular movement. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has called for a state inquiry into what led to the Hamas attack on 7th October. The BBC reports that the military admitted it failed in its duty to protect a small community where 101 people were killed. More residents died at the kibbutz than any other Israeli community on 7 October after gunmen crossed the Gaza and rampaged through their homes. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, it led to the major Israeli military operation in Gaza, which has killed more than 38,000 Palestinians. China's foreign minister Wang Yi has hit back at NATO's groundless accusations that Beijing is helping Russia in its war on Ukraine. Foreign minister Wang Yi has also warned the Western alliance against stirring up confrontation. Mr. Wang's comment made in a call with his Dutch counterpart came hours after leaders of NATO member states gathered in Washington, D.C. and issued a declaration on the war. They called on China to stop all material and political support to Russia's war effort, such as the supply of dual-use materials, which are items that can be used for both civilian and military purposes. Beijing was also accused of conducting malicious cyber and hybrid activities, including disinformation on NATO states. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of all provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at all provinces. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Mades, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province. At present, there is partial influence of monsoon across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda all set to take vote of confidence today. Rescue operation ongoing for two passenger buses still missing in Thrushli River due to landslide in Chitwan. And Israeli army failed in mission to protect kibbutz from Hamas attack. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.